Thanks, Mom. You're the best. What should I steal next time?
I don't care. Whatever you wish, my son. Time passed, and the son is now a grown man. He continued to steal things from other people and became a real thief.
Where should I go to steal today? I know. I'll go to the bank. There must be lots of money there.
The son breaks into the bank during the night.
Wow! Look at all of this money. I'm rich now.
Just then, a siren rings and all of the lights in the bank turn on. It is bright as day. The son tries to run away.
Stop there, you thief! You can't get away! The police are everywhere. You are trapped. Ha ha ha! I got you!
Let me go! Just this once, please. I won't do it again.
Not a chance. I can't let you go. You must be punished. Let's go to the police station.
The guard takes him to the police station. The son is locked up. His mother comes to visit him. Are you okay, my son?
No, I am not okay. I am in jail.
Why did you do this?
Come here closer, Mom. I'll tell you.
The mother goes closer to her son. Just then, the son bites her right ear. Ouch! That hurt! Why did you do that? You are a bad boy. You should be punished.
Why didn't you punish me before? Because of you, I became a thief.
What do you mean, my son? I didn't do anything.
That's just it. You didn't do anything. You never punished me, and now I'm in jail. Why didn't you punish me when I first stole the toy car?
Because I loved you. I'm sorry, my son.
It's no use now.
Moral: spare the rod and spoil the child.